broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, it is an extended 4th of July week / weekend / celebratory, who knows how many days. What better time than to celebrate the greatest country on the face of the earth? But let's make sure that our celebrations are not full of party and empty on principle, my fellow Americans. We need to stand for God, family, and country. We need to stand to protect life, liberty, and property. And if I've said it once, I've said it a thousand, probably more times than that over the 25-plus years we've been on your radio. Pro-life is one of the most important battles we have to fight. If we can't stand for life, how are you going to ever stand for liberty and property? If you can't stand for pro-life and protect the most innocent among us, what is the role of government in the first place? And when the Republicans took over, I doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down. Now it is time for pro-life to take center stage. They didn't do it primarily as the Republican Party. Sad to say, they could have made so much more ground. But you know what? Donald Trump has done quite a bit. Could he do more? Certainly. Has he done a tremendous job? More so than any president in my lifetime. Let's be very clear. You know what? You can find plenty of fault with Donald, but you can also find plenty of good. He's stood tall for pro-life to the best of his ability. We hope to support him and gain even more ground. Shame on the Republicans when they had the chance for not doing more. Nevertheless, there are folks like me and Kurt and others around the country that are doing our very best to keep life center stage. And what better time to do it than the 4th of July extended celebratory event of the greatest country on the face of the earth? The country that turns to God and is pro-life more than any other? Do we got a lot of work ahead of us? Without a doubt we do, folks. But let's take a quick breather, a little quick breath, and say, you know what? We're grateful for the gains that we have made, but we're not going to stop now. In fact, we're gonna crank our efforts up a notch or two or five or a thousand. We got to get that done, ladies and gentlemen. A thousandfold increase in our defense of life. Lauren Enrique is our guest today. She is public relations manager at Human Coalition. They're known for rescuing children, serving families. HumanCoalition.org. Lauren, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you so much for having me, and your introduction really said it all. That was spot on.
I don't know how people cannot get this. A lot of people say, well, no, Sam, the border's the biggest issue. You know what? I agree there's plenty of issues. It's a rich target when it comes to trying to promote the sacred cause of liberty. But to me, it starts with the most innocent among us. If we can't protect them, how are we going to ever get the mojo to protect the rest of us?
That's exactly right. We have to ask ourselves, on what foundation are we fighting for all these other rights, these other liberties that we claim to have, if the most innocent and defenseless person among us doesn't have the right to just not be dismembered, just to be born in peace? That's right.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do, because there's a lot of pro-life groups, and I appreciate them all, but HumanCoalition.org is unique in their defense of pro-life, in terms of their actions. Basically, a national rescue system with a goal of making abortion unthinkable and unavailable. That is a tremendous goal.
I completely agree with you, and I have to share that to date, we have rescued, through that goal and through the work and the support of so many, we have rescued 13,016 children. So we are definitely plowing ahead and working toward the day when abortion is unthinkable and unavailable in our culture, so we need to change hearts and minds. We also need to change the law. And the way that Human Coalition is working is as a competitor to Planned Parenthood. So what we are doing is we're looking at Planned Parenthood's target client. This is a woman who typically feels she has no other choice but abortion. And
let me stop you there. She thinks she has no other choice because of the propaganda, because of the government funding, because of the kid gloves that have been used towards Planned Parenthood for literally decades. And it's time to be a little bit more bare-knuckled, take the gloves off, and expose this criminal organization for what it is.
Amen. This is an organization that has duped people into believing that women are too weak to parent, that women are not capable, that children are the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Basically, Planned Parenthood is touting the opposite of truth. And because of, I would say, the diabolical forces in our culture, Planned Parenthood has gotten away with it. Not only have they gotten away with telling the lie, but we've funded them as they've told the lie. It's absolutely despicable. And Human Coalition is here to say no more. The buck stops here. We're not going to allow you to continue to lie to women and kill our children, kill our future generations, kill what makes America great. We are going to rescue these children. And so to date, we've had some success in that, but we need to rescue many, many more because we are seeing 1 million children die every single year in abortion. And Planned Parenthood is responsible for over 330,000 of those every year.
Now, how do we get to these women, to these girls? Because it starts really in government school with the sex education programs where they literally act as a funnel to feed these women to these pro-death centers. I don't know why we talk about pro-life and pro-choice. The choice to choose to preserve life is not on the table for these anti-choice folks. Really, they have an anti-death policy. Or, I'm sorry, a pro-death policy. But really, it's the government schools that are kind of the funnels and the prep grounds for these women. Engage very promiscuously. By flirting, by design, by focus, by attention, you know what? We've got the only solution for you. It's like the perfect Hegelian dialectic at work.
Yeah, you're totally right that this isn't just an issue of pregnancy. This is an issue of culture. This is an issue of how we view human life and the dignity of human life in our culture. It's an issue of how we treat the ethic of sex. You know, there's a porn addiction epidemic in our culture. There is a lot of misinformation about sex and the dignity of the human person. And so you're totally right that we don't just need to help the women who are pregnant. We consider that like the emergency room. Once they're pregnant and they need to be helped and their children need to be rescued. But ideally, we would be reaching these people long before they ever become pregnant. And you are completely right that Planned Parenthood has a brilliant business model because they realize that if we want a culture of death and we want a culture where we kill 1 million children a year, we're going to have to get to American minds when they're still children. And that's what we're seeing. They have infiltrated a lot of public schools, and we're even seeing in some states they're working with state governments to make sure that children have access to Planned Parenthood through their school IDs and school health centers. They're trying to be the source of the school health centers in some schools. And so Planned Parenthood is constantly innovating, all with this goal of promoting the culture of death. How do we promote death? We innovate. And so Human Coalition is kind of taking the same approach. We're saying we are going to have to innovate, but we are going to have to innovate faster than Planned Parenthood if we want to rescue these children and change the culture. So that's our goal.
HumanCoalition.org doing a phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen. But let's kind of step back for a second and say, here's where I believe they've kind of beat us at our own game. When you separate the procreative power in a male and a female, when you separate that from the creator God himself, so now sex is not a thing to be governed by God and to partner with God to bring children to the earth and a sacred power to be carefully used within the bounds God has set, which means a one man, one woman marriage, etc. When you divorce the creator from the ability to create, and then you act like, hey, it's just an animalistic kind of, don't worry about it. Get rid of the consequences. It's in your way. You create this culture of dishonesty about the true creative power. If we don't start there with children, we'll never make any headway because everybody's opinion is as good as anybody else's. Unless you look to a higher source of power, Lauren, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you make a good point. I think you alluded to moral relativism there. My truth is whatever I want it to be. And if we're not going from a standard of absolute truth where, no, the human person does have dignity because he or she is made in the image of God, we really aren't setting our children up for the foundation that they need to change the culture and to reject the antics of organizations like Planned Parenthood. So we have to teach our kids that they are valuable because they're made in the image of a loving God, and that knowledge about themselves and that foundation upon which they build, they'll take that into the rest of their life, and it will inform everything else that they do. But we have to teach them that truth from a young age.
Now, the Republicans haven't done a great job. I wish they would have done a whole lot more when they had the chance. They didn't. Shame on them. But President Trump has been doing a lot of good, and he has stood up for pro-life quite a bit. And you know what? We're setting the stage, really, for 2020 to really make abortion or pro-life versus pro-death the issue. And the extremism of the abortion lobby and the pro-death candidates is going to be off the charts for 2020. When we get back, we're going to talk to Lauren about what they're doing. I'm telling you, these people are unhinged. They are crazy. But you're going to see it on full display as we gear up for the 2020 elections. Lauren Enriquez, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, public relations manager at Human Coalition, humancoalition.org, rescuing children, serving families, and more. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
Oh, this is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, he doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we had named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
It's time for Americans that are pro-life to stand together, to take off the gloves, to be bold, to be noble, to be independent, and to absolutely unequivocally defend the sacred cause to which we're engaged. That is pro-life. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Enriquez, our guest. She's public relations manager at Human Coalition, humancoalition.org. They've got an initial rescue system with a goal of making abortion unthinkable and unavailable. The extremism of the abortion agenda is gearing up. The lobby of murder is gearing up for the 2020 elections like we have never seen before because they know. And Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, pointed this out. They know that we know that it's a lie, that it's a sham. And what they're trying to do is triple down in defense of their immorality and in defense of their dishonesty on this pro-life issue, Lauren.
Oh, you're 100% right. It's really interesting. I was looking at a very recent poll from Marist, and the polling is showing that Americans view abortion as like the top issue for the 2020 election, and this is at record high numbers. We're seeing people concerned about abortion higher than any time that it's been in other recently recorded elections. And so what we know is that the pro-life side is gearing up, but the troubling thing is that the abortion lobby is very much gearing up. I think what happened is President Trump, who's arguably the most pro-life president that we've had in our history, kind of pulled the mask off of the abortion industry. They poured $30 million into Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. They thought they had it in the bag. They thought, here we go, we're going to codify Roe v. Wade. We're going to permanently install this culture of death that we've been working so hard to make. And instead, what happened is Donald Trump got elected, and they kind of freaked out. So I think what we're going to see going up to 2020 is increasing extremism. And I think the problem that the abortion lobby is going to face is that the American people haven't quite caught up with their level of extremism on abortion. So when you're looking at these polls that have come out in the last few weeks, with all of the abortion stories that are in the news, what you're seeing is that Americans, by and large, like to consider themselves, quote unquote, pro-choice, but they are not on board with taxpayer-funded free abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason. And that is exactly what the abortion lobby is pushing and demanding of the candidates that want its endorsement.
Well, and these murderous extremists have gone so far now even to take it beyond being born. They want to basically, you know, coddle the baby as they plot its murder.
Yeah, what we saw in Virginia, you know, on the one hand, I was happy to see it because this is what has been going on behind closed doors for decades, and we finally got to see it out.
Yeah, so let's be clear. We're never happy to see it, but we are happy to have people really understand how extreme and how belligerent and how pro-death these people really are.
That's right. We mourn every single life that is lost in abortion and infanticide, but the abortion lobby has been aided in covering up what's really going on behind closed doors for so long. And in Virginia this year, we got to see Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who spoke to a radio interviewer and admitted that the goal of a Virginia law that was being proposed was to allow abortion up until the point of birth, which is actually already legal in quite a few states in the United States. But beyond that, Governor Northam, who knows what he's talking about, he is a pediatric neurologist, said that the bill would also allow for post-birth infanticide, whether that be by commission or omission, leading the baby to die or directly killing it. He admitted to this woman on the radio that the objective of the bill would be to allow infanticide if an abortion had not taken place while the baby was still inside the mother. And this kind of exposes what has been hidden for so long, but it also brings up the question of, if America is so outraged by the idea that infanticide would be legal, why are we not outraged by the fact that we can kill a child moments before it's born or at any time in pregnancy? The child doesn't go through some magical transformation at birth. That's a human being with value and dignity from the moment of conception. So we're hoping that these conversations will really get people thinking, and we hope that the conversations will get people to choose a side and not just sit in the middle in the gray area where it's more comfortable. We want people to claim a side in this debate.
All right, let me ask you a very strange but I think important question for the future in the culture war, Lauren. You know, we've basically hit the age of infanticide, if you will. The Senate will not even protect babies that are born now. So with the pro-death agenda, with the infanticide agenda, is this the tip of the spear in terms of eventually creating a civil war in America? What I mean by that is you've got red states and blue states. You've got some states doubling down and outlawing abortion completely to the best of their ability, like Alabama. Maybe even going a little too far in some ways. And at the same time, you've got other states like New Jersey and New York and some of these other extreme states that are literally doubling down and saying, please come to our state. We'll import you or whatever you want to call it and help murder your young And it's going to be the divide, this the tip of the spear that'll eventually, if something doesn't happen, it might even turn into a civil war, this being the starting point. Other issues will cascade. But I'm telling you, this pro-life issue is so polarizing. The extremists that are pro-death are so extreme, so in your face. So, and they just can't, they're bloodthirsty, as the scriptures kind of put it. What do you think is going to happen? I don't want a civil war. I reject that. I stand for the, you know, I don't even call for a revolution. I'm calling for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country, going back to the principles that made America great. But I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall, though. These people are getting absolutely unhinged, crazy.
Yeah, it is troubling because, you know, you don't ever know what to expect from people that are willing to support the slaughter of a million children a year. But what we're seeing is, I mentioned a few minutes ago, this gray area that people have kind of been in America for a number of decades, really since Roe v. Wade. The majority of America was in this gray area where they said, you know, I don't really like abortion, but it's a woman's choice. You know, I wouldn't have an abortion, but it's not my role to say anything about it. Well, now we're seeing, as you said, we're seeing the public opinion and the laws of the states really take a side. And it really is similar to what happened, I think, during the slavery abolition movement that did lead up to the Civil War. And so you're seeing states that are saying, this is a pro-death state and we are proud of it. And then you're seeing other states like Alabama and Georgia that are saying, we stand for life and we will not tolerate this culture of death in our state. And so it's anyone's guess how this is going to culminate. We definitely need to pray for peace and restoration, like you said, and pray for the triumph of the pro-life movement. But there is very much a change that is happening. And I hope that people see it and recognize the urgency of taking that pro-life stance unabashedly, boldly, and proclaiming their belief and being willing to stand for those preborn children who are caught in the crossfire. Because at the end of the day, those are the lives that have already been lost to the tune of more than 60 million since Roe v. Wade. And so God protect us from a civil war, but you are right in identifying that something is going on, something is changing, and this is becoming an issue that's going to get more attention and more vitriol and more tension than ever before.
And we thought it was governments, hey, they're just, you know, siding on pro-choice to let people choose what they want. That's what America has falsely believed for years. They've also falsely believed the pro-abortion mill lies, which is, hey, there's so many women that are you know, having to get abortions from illegal sources. We got to make this legal for the protection of all these poor women that are going to the hospital everywhere. It turned out to be a massive, massive mainstream press in bed with government, in bed with these pro-death mill clinic lies. Americans are starting to realize it's not about choice. That's the lie. It's not about protecting these women. That was a lie. It's about the pro-death agenda. And you're starting to see governments literally, absolutely double down in a pro-death stance. And the proof is, for example, in Missouri, what do they have? One clinic left. It was about to go by the wayside. And you literally had these judges, by hook or by crook, literally manipulate that thing into continuing to murder. And it should have been shut down, but you've got these judges that should be impeached that are literally hanging on to this pro-death agenda to the death nail, pardon the phrase. But I mean, these people are, and you see how dedicated these governments are to the pro-death agenda. That couldn't be the more polar opposite of what the proper role of government is if you tried.
The judicial bias is staggering. I mean, if you go back to Roe v. Wade, that's what gave us Roe v. Wade, was this extreme judicial activism where they put the Constitution below their agenda, their pro-death agenda, and that's what we're seeing in states. You mentioned Missouri. In Missouri, that remaining clinic has sent over 80 women to the hospital in ambulances. It is filled with inept so-called doctors, abortionists. They don't know what they're doing. They are butchering women in this facility. And what you've actually seen the state and Planned Parenthood hold is that access to abortion is more important than women's health.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Lauren Enriquez with us. This is a serious topic. HumanCoalition.org doing a phenomenal job. More in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Border Patrol says it is investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday saying the group has about 9,500 members and have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made rude comments and posts about Latino members of Congress. Meanwhile, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Brian Hastings says clearly there need to be changes made at the border.
We have to be able to hold longer than 20 days, quite frankly, in order to work them through the proper system. We need additional judges and additional CIS individuals. But if you don't apply a consequence, the flow will never stop.
He spoke on Fox News. The U.S. now threatening tariffs on another $4 billion in European imports in a dispute over aircraft subsidies. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
France is now warning Iran not to go any further in violating terms of a 2015 nuclear deal, although today's warning appears to stop short of Paris confronting Tehran over the decision to exceed the agreement's low-enriched uranium limits. France, Britain, and Germany tried to save that nuclear deal after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it. Authorities looking into the mysterious death of a 27-year-old Major League Baseball pitcher who was found dead in his hotel room bed yesterday. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Tyler Skaggs of the Los Angeles Angels was scheduled to pitch Monday night against the Texas Rangers. After the game was postponed, Texas manager Chris Woodward called for prayers for the pitcher's wife, Carly, their family, their friends, and all of his teammates. Police did not suspect foul play and have definitely ruled out suicide in the death of the Santa Monica, California native.
This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Enriquez with us. We're talking about, in my opinion, 4th of July extended holiday week. We're talking about one of the most important issues in the Republic today, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Enriquez with us, Public Relations Manager, Human Coalition, humancoalition.org. Doing a great, great job. The reason I bring up this pro-death agenda, look, the age of pro-death, murder, and infanticide is here, folks. The Senate will not even protect babies already born. And as we really flesh this out, Americans just kind of thought, oh, my gosh, it's a pro-choice thing. You know, women should be able to choose. And they didn't realize the abuse, the hostility, the hatred, the evil, the pro-death. They didn't understand what was behind it all for decades. The courts betrayed us. And what, over 60 million lives taken in partnership with government and our funding as taxpayers? Ladies and gentlemen, this has got to stop. Okay, we got to take off the gloves. This has got to be exposed. We have got to do something. And I'm telling you, as 2020 arrives, it will be a hot topic. And beyond, if the pro-life folks stand up, we will continue to see just how unhinged these pro-death people really are. But the reason I bring it up and say this might be the tip of the spear when it comes to eventual civil war in America, I pray that does not happen. But I'm telling you that I'm predicting that it eventually will. Why do I say that? This reminds me of the slavery issue of yesteryear. You literally have whole states going in one direction or the other, this great divide. Either it's a pro-life state, and we're going to do our best to limit and or restrict or eventually end abortion, and or we're going to double down and invite you here to murder your young. I mean, it is crazy. What do you think of this relation to the slavery issue? It seems that polarizing.
It is that polarizing, and I would argue that it's more polarizing because the death toll is just astronomical at this point. There are a lot of things. I think it's a valid comparison, and I have quite a few African-American pro-life friends who agree. The pro-life issue, what we're fighting for is the recognition of the humanity of the preborn child. The slavery abolitionists were fighting for a recognition of the humanity of the African person. This is a very similar debate, and we're seeing a very similar response from the opposition. We're seeing these claims that, no, the preborn child is not really a person. Well, where have we heard that before from slaveholders? You know, we're seeing this claim that they're not fully people, and so they shouldn't have rights until they're fully people. The goalposts are constantly being moved, and it's all with this goal of maintaining control over another people group, a vulnerable people group, that if they lose control of, then it's going to require some self-sacrifice on their own part. If abortion goes away, our culture is going to have to change. We're going to have to respect children. We're going to have to stand up and fight for children and put in some hard work. It's much easier for some people in their view to just get rid of the children. And so there are a lot of parallels. And unfortunately, I think it is coming to a head in a similar way that slavery did.
Now, I reject slavery in any form by anyone to anyone, 1,000% unequivocally say that it's evil and satanic. I reject slavery, but I also reject the pro-death movement in every way, too. I'm not here to debate, you know, what qualifies or constitutes a fully known human or any of these other debates. God said that we're all his children, didn't he?
Absolutely. If you reject slavery, the only consistent position would be to reject abortion, because the foundation for rejecting slavery is to view all humans as equal, having human rights, being made in the image of God. And that's exactly what the pro-life movement stands for.
And these abortionists, these pro-death folks, would reject slavery in a second and call you a bigot if you even if you didn't double down against it, which they would be right to do so. The fly in the ointment is when they want to stand for pro-death or suggest that babies aren't fully human or a qualified son or daughter of God. They can't handle that discussion because their argument breaks down. But the truth is, you should be unequivocally against slavery and pro-life. They're one and the same.
100%. When you ask them, why are you against slavery in the first place? They'll tell you, because the African person was a human, was a person with human rights equal to the rest of us.
And of course, he or she is.
Exactly. 100%. But their argument, like you said, it breaks down when you ask them why it's applied inconsistently to the preborn child. And the interesting thing is that every single abortion activist that you speak to will give you a different reason as to why they don't think that the preborn child is a human. There's no across-the-board apologetic that is used. Some people think that life begins and dignity begins at a certain number of weeks, and others think that it's when you have a certain level of ability or you're in a certain location. You know, the goalposts are constantly moving, and it just shows the disingenuousness of their argument, and that what it really boils down to is having control over that preborn child and not having to take responsibility for protecting the most vulnerable.
Now, what's interesting is these people that are against slavery, and rightly so, would be defending the lives of animals while they destroy the lives of humans, right?
Yeah, it's this misplaced sense of compassion, and it always comes down to asking them, why do you protect the life of any other creature or any other person and overlook the right to life of this human? Because a lot of pro-lifers are also vegans or vegetarians. A lot of pro-lifers share the concern for the animals that many pro-abortion activists share. But the question is, why doesn't the pro-abortion activist recognize the right to life of the most vulnerable human being among us?
All right, we've only got a couple of more minutes with Lauren, ladies and gentlemen. What's the biggest thing we can do to move the needle here? You know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to take action. We need to do both.
100%. Look, the pro-life movement is funded at a fraction of 1% of America's total charitable giving. So if you ask yourself, if Americans recognize the preborn child as a human, it would be no different what's happening today than 3,000 kindergartners being slaughtered by a shooter on playgrounds across the nation every single day. These preborn children have the same dignity and the same right to life as a kindergartner or any other person among us. So our giving needs to reflect that that belief that we have as a people. Also, with the way that this conversation is shaping up going into 2020, this is not the time for us to just be quiet and keep our opinions to ourselves. We need to share compassionately and passionately and with conviction that the preborn child is a human being with an inherent right to life, and we're not going to allow the culture of death to continue to guide our politics and Hollywood and the culture at large. We have to get out in front of it, because believe me, if we don't get out in front of it and speak the truth about the right to life, then Planned Parenthood and its allies will be more than happy to take the culture wherever it desires.
Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, this has been and is ground zero when it comes to the morality of the nation. You will not separate our creation from God. And if you do, you will lose the argument, because now you're just in this relative think tank of whoever's got the greatest opinions by democracy vote wins. That's not acceptable in the rule of law country known as the United States of America. We turn to God, not government. We turn to pro-life, not death. The purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. And it's time that we, the people, stand up. And I think it's been the silent majority for too long that has allowed this to even happen with our tax dollars, Lauren.
It is, and it is time to stand up and not to be afraid of the pro-abortion movement. They can't do anything to us. It's more important for us to protect the preborn and put ourselves second at this point.
More women are getting it, though, is the good news, aren't they? They're starting to realize how unhinged some of the proposals are.
Yeah, I would say the most outspoken pro-lifers are fellow women, and we're told that we are anti-woman or that we're taking the feminist movement backward, but I submit that it's the opposite. If women don't stand up, we're going to lose all of the progress and rights that our suffragist foremothers won for us, the right to vote and the right to dignity and equal treatment and equal pay and equal education. It all means nothing if we're being told that we have to shed our children's blood in order to succeed.
It's interesting to me that Margaret Sanger and those folks who started Planned Parenthood, they were really racist. And right now, even blacks are abused and murdered via the abortion clinics than any other race. This is tied or akin to the slavery discussion. We're standing for freedom, and the mainstream press is the one that allows the relabeling to call us the bigots or the haters or the whatever you want to call it. But Americans are starting to see through it. Donald Trump's helped a lot, but Americans are realizing through alternative media that we're the ones that are pro-women, pro-life, pro-family, pro-God, pro-creation, pro-all these things that are positive, instead of we're the anti-whatevers. People are realizing the truth, and the labels are starting to fade away.
Yeah, and I think something that speaks really clearly to that fact is that the mainstream media typically refuses to have an honest debate with people like me and you. They won't have us on to share our position because they know our position is persuasive and logical.
I know I need to let you fly. Can you stay with me a couple of more quick minutes to finish on this media point?
Sure.
All right, hang tight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, in my opinion, one of the most important issues of our time. We're talking to Lauren Enriquez. She is public relations manager at Human Coalition, rescuing children, serving families. HumanCoalition.org. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, HumanCoalition.org, ladies and gentlemen, a national rescue system with a goal of making abortion unthinkable and unavailable. What a blessed goal, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Enrique is our guest, public relations manager, humancoalition.org. And I'm sorry to keep you longer. I know you're busy. I appreciate the time, though. Let's really quick focus on the media, though. You know what? We're starting to have an end run round the media. They used to have absolutely lock, stock, and barrel control of this debate and the terms used and who's what. And they try to marginalize us now, but it's only starting to backfire even more and more and more. The more unhinged they get, the more feverish pitch the debate gets, the more they move into their extreme views that people are starting to see. They're almost doing our job for us now.
It's true. Yeah, like I was saying before, they won't have people like you and me on to have a fair, honest debate because they know that we're persuasive. And that's what exactly what we're seeing in the alternative media. When we're able to have these conversations and we go on platforms like YouTube and radio and whatnot, we are having productive discussions and it's winning people over. It's changing the debate. You're seeing people that are media influencers that are becoming pro-life and they're realizing and waking up to the lies that they've been told by the mainstream media machine, and that machine is completely in bed with Planned Parenthood. It's actually staggering. If you follow both Planned Parenthood and the mainstream media, you'll hear verbatim talking points. You know that Planned Parenthood really is running the abortion debate in America, and I hope and pray that Americans are waking up and seeing that this is too extreme for our country.
One last point before we let you fly. The younger generations, I don't even know what they call the youngest generation these days, but you know, the I don't know. What do they call
them? They call them Gen Z or the iGen. I have four members of them.
Yeah, all right. iGen, Gen Z, whatever. I don't know what's after Gen Z. Is Gen Death? You know, I don't know what's after Z, but these people are just
good
strange.
Question.
Anyway, I bring this up and joke about it a little bit to say the reason that they don't know what to call this latest generation is because they want them to be pro-death, but they are amazingly and blessedly so. They are more pro-life than previous generations. They're starting to get it, and they're standing up in groups that are just incredibly hopeful. And they're real. This generation, I'm going to call them Generation Pro-Life, because they're getting it more than other generations before them. They're calling a halt to this con game, aren't they?
Oh, they are. If you go to the March for Life in Washington, D.C., or any of the state or local marches, you will see young faces. These are high school students and younger. These are college students. They're taking charge of the movement and saying, we have seen the devastation and absolute travesty that abortion has wrought on our generation and our parents' generation, and we're here to say that it stops with us. It's the pro-life generation. And it's very, very encouraging to see. I think that we are going to see that transformation. But again, we as parents, we have to be forming these kids to understand the inherent dignity that they have so that they'll pass that on to their children.
We need to call them the T generation because they're standing for the truth.
Amen to that.
All right, Lauren, we appreciate you. Any final tidbit before we let you fly?
No, I just would love it if everyone would check out humancoalition.org. Be encouraged. If you follow us on Twitter at Human Coalition, you'll see live updates on each child that we rescue and where they were rescued. So that's just a really nice thing to have in your day if you need some encouragement.
And, you know, I know it seems slow and it seems like there's not enough, and I agree. But you know what? It is one person. Let me say that again. Person Male and female created them. It's one person at a time. It's about the individual.
That's right.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Sam.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. Kurt, do you want to jump in here? To me, my birthday is the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, I am so grateful this week to have guests on and to promote the pro-life sacred cause to which we're engaged in like no other. It is time to step up. I've been bold, noble, and independent for a long time. Been on the radio 25 plus years, but I'm telling you right now, we have got to step it up a notch or 5 or 50 or whatever, don't we, Kurt?
Well, you couldn't be more correct, Sam. And, you know, when you really look at the fact that at least I want to know how many other talk show hosts were saved from abortion, you know, and like in your case, you were adopted.
Every living one, you know, certainly was.
Well, that's right. That's right. And it would sure be nice to, you know, stand tall about this issue. But so many times, you know, what we find is people want to leave this one alone simply because they view it as too, well, too hot to handle, Sam.
Yes, indeed.
And so that's sad to see.
Now, sadly, last week, the socialist debate, you had 15-plus million watch the first night, 18-plus million watch the second night, a massive crowd, and it was a sad pro-death race to the bottom, wasn't it, Kurt? They were just stumbling all over each other to say, I'm the bigger murderer, I'm the bigger pro-death, I'm the I believe it. And, I mean, it was just a sight to behold. Their extremism is just on full display before the nation.
Well, it sure seemed like it to me, but what you have is, I mean, it just seems like you have this continued separation and complete, I mean, just going for the, I guess you could say the bleachers, going for the end zone on each side, you know, whereas, you know, for many years we've just kind of seen them seem like everything just was under the, I guess you could say under the radar, but it's, man, it's all out war.
Yes, sir, you're right. I got a question. This is not meant to be a joke, and I know it's going to display my ignorance. I get all that. Kurt, what is the difference between a gay female or a lesbian female and a transgender? And the reason that I ask this question, I know I'm super ignorant, you know me, but I ask this question for kind of a wise purpose a little bit. What's the difference in a transgender and a gay or lesbian female, Kurt?
A transgender what?
I don't know, Kurt. I can't answer what. I don't know. I'm just saying a transgender and a lesbian female. What's the difference in those two examples there? Can you help me with that?
Well, it sure makes you think of that story we did yesterday where the, I think it was across the pond, if I remember right, in the like United Kingdom, and the girl, I think it was a girl who basically, or no, it was a guy, I guess, in his class, the professor was really upset at him because the kid had the courage to just say, look, there's two genders.
Male and female. Now, the reason that I bring this up, though, is that if you say to me, Sam, a transgender is somebody who, you know, is fluid, who moves from male to female or whatever else, and then I would say, how could that be if there's not a male or female designator in the beginning or whatever you want to say? How can they then move from one to the other, Kurt? You can't move from something if it doesn't exist in the first place, can you?
Well, these are some of the holes in their logic, but you got to remember that you never use logic in these kind of things simply because, you know, what you have to do is remember when they say you need to tolerate their views, what they mean is you need to accept them wholeheartedly and you can't oppose them. You know, you've just got certain buzzwords or,
like
or phrases that... Yeah,
you're a whatever phobe, aren't you?
You are a phobe. You know, just have to remember you are that simply because that's what you're designated as. Just like when you're a white guy, then you are automatically a racist. It doesn't matter anything about your actions or activities. It's just you are one.
Yes, you are. But Donald Trump doing a good job. He plans to end Obama's, quote, transgender rule. He says that women and girls are entitled to privacy and protection from predators. WND.com with the double down story from the Donald, doing a great job there. Dr. James Dobson reveals what's really happening at the border. We talked about that quite a bit on yesterday's broadcast as well. We talked about the GOP border surrendering is happening right now. Some are saying Trump quietly lays groundwork for surrender on border fight. I don't believe that personally. We talked about Pinterest secretly treats pro-life messages like porn. I mean, this is just off the charts, folks. What a shame. Pro-life messages like porn. Just imagine that. The Supreme Court failures, we've talked about that quite a bit. We've talked about, quote, hold the revolution. It looks like Justice Roberts keeps joining high court liberals. We talked about the Democrats' dossier used as evidence to spy on the Donald Trump campaign. More and more evidence coming out about that. We also talked about the Attorney General, the Justice Department, the Inspector General, and the Senator all investigating this, quote, Democrat dossier fiasco. Student doubles down, as Kurt said, and says there are two genders, all heck breaks loose. It happened overseas, but keep that in your own house, not at school. We had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his award-winning Q&A videos on the Constitution. We talked about UN chief sees climate doom everywhere. Floods, droughts, heat waves. What do they call these? Wildfires and, quote, superstorms. And sadly, I agree with the UN chief for different reasons, though. I don't think it's just man-made climate meltdown. I believe it's when we turn against God. God uses the weather. He's the ultimate weatherman. He uses the weather to help stir us up in remembrance of our God. Senator Lindsey Graham says, we owe it to the country to have an alternative to the Green New Deal. Let's just cross the Rubicon. Let's just say that climate change is real. It is real, but I'm only willing to admit that if you're willing to have an open, honest, real debate about it. Scientists say that cow farts are not to blame for climate change. Air quality expert debunks this idea that, animal protein is the problem and humans are the problem. Paris climate rally draws 45,000 people. Wow, a lot of support for the climate change lie. A legislative proposal in Connecticut would mandate instruction on climate change in public schools statewide, beginning in elementary school. The indoctrination begins early, I'll tell you that right now. We also talked about a climate lawsuit claims that global warming is making it inconvenient to go hiking. And the LA Times inadvertently admits that Trump is right about what was causing California's massive wildfires. It's government literally not letting us take care of the environment, folks, the way we need to. We also talked about California cooked the books to back and justify their solar power mandate. Jerry Brown signs bill in California forcing 100% clean energy on Californians. A new report shows the Paris Climate Accord backers are just outsourcing CO2 emissions to China, and fewer people are buying solar panels after subsidies were pulled. They realize it's a sham. Now, let me be very clear. Solar panels are not a sham. Solar panels could be incredible, folks. It is new energy solutions. What we've got to do is get the government out of it. Okay? Government is propping up the prices of solar panels right now. Government is regulating and subsidizing, and it's that we got to stop it. If we let these, in my opinion, new technologies compete on their own merits, oh boy, it's going to be an incredible solution. Solar panels included. There are opportunities. Let's not let the government screw up this round of energy opportunity. Please. All right. Hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Standing for pro-life on this 4th of July extended holiday week. We will celebrate the things that matter most. Thank Lauren for coming on the radio with us, doing a great job. HumanCoalition.org. Wow, great stuff. And that was a recap of yesterday's show right at the end of the broadcast. Hour two, another guest standing up for your right to work, folks, and more coming up. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, News the Networks Refuse to Use. Spread the word, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today, get involved. Live and on demand radio at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. Well, for Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will indeed restore a grand old republic. Make it a great day and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure.